When you are sick with the cold or the flu, you may have a runny nose. Why is it called a runny nose? Because of the mucus flowing and dripping from your nose. Yucky! But guess what? Mucus is very helpful. Just hearing the word is enough to make some people uneasy. But science tells us that mucus is our friend. New research has found that health benefits can come from mucus and viruses. Our bodies produces more than a liter of it every day. So what is it?
Mucus is typically a clear gel-like substance. So it's very slimy. Mucus is a secretion or a substance that your body produces, and it produces it to protect itself, but also to select for specific bacteria and microbes that actually help you and can contribute to your immune system. And it sort of covers and coats almost the entire inside of our bodies.
That is Jeremy Barr, adjunct professor at San Diego State University. He says that mucus is where all of your good bacteria lives and grows. When you have a virus, it can cause many illnesses. Barr and his fellow researchers studied a virus called phage. He says this virus, when mixed with mucus cells in the body, can help protect it against bacteria.
Phages are a special kind of virus because they only infect and kill bacteria, so they don't infect humans or other animals. And what our research has shown is that these phages actually stick to mucus layers all throughout your body. And by sticking there, they work with your body to protect and control the bacterial communities that can reside or live in your mucus layers.
Mucus also helps protect your lungs from dust, bacteria, cigarette smoke, exhaust fumes, and other intruders. Barr says the interaction between mucus and phage is constant, and there are health benefits when you have a cold.
When you get sick, a common cold is actually a type of virus that infects our own cells. And so in that case, changes to your mucus layer could disrupt these phages and could sometimes lead to what we call secondary infections, where you actually get a bacterial pathogen that will come in and cause an infection after the common cold. But we think this is a very important mechanism in your body to keep you healthy and protected from bacterial infections.
The group grew human lung cells in petri dishes to produce sterile mucus. They then added the phage virus. Then they added bacteria. They found that the lung cells were better protected from bacteria than those without the added phage virus. Jeremy Barr says he hopes the research will bring forth new fields of phage research, even to help prevent foodborne outbreaks like E. coli.
So we think if we could use these phages and how they stick to these mucosal surfaces and potentially protect against some of these foodborne outbreaks.
So the next time you have a cold, remember, your mucus, along with the phage virus, is hard at work to make you healthy and keep those harmful bacteria away. I'm Marcia James.